Bagman Turner Overdrive, taking care of business on Phoenix FM Drive, taking care of business in Chelmsford and beyond. It's Ian Brasher from Essex Business Partnerships.
Hello, Stuart.
Hello, I got the name right and everything.
Yay.
I always get your name right. I usually get the other bit wrong. I didn't call you Dave.
No.
Not for a while now, haven't
I? Not for a while now.
No. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Can't believe another month has gone already.
I know. Feels like just the other day you were here.
Oh,
in a
I know.
Blue shirt.
Yes.
I'm thinking. I don't know.
Probably. I often do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it been the last month? What have I missed?
Well,
in your life first, and then we'll talk about the real stuff. I think you're painting your fence.
I had a bad weekend, I have to say.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
My other half had tooth troubles.
Oh, dear.
So, yesterday
been
morning...
feeding the dodgy stuff again.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm feeding the dodgy stuff. Always feeding the dodgy stuff. But anyway, failed to say that yesterday morning I had the lovely drive up to the Royal London for the dental hospital so that she could have her tooth extracted surgically.
Oh, blimey. Oh, they don't do it like they used to with a big pan then?
No.
Wow.
Or a piece of string on a doorknob. That apparently doesn't work anymore either. No.
I used to like that one. Yeah. Yeah. It used to be effective. A little bit painful, but yeah, well, I hope she's okay. Is she
right? Yeah, she's feeling a lot better today, yeah.
Is it still numb? I hate it like that when you go around
for
the whole day.
It's very much alive. Not numb anymore.
Oh, dear. I hope she gets better soon.
I'm sure she will.
Yes. So what's been happening in business world over the last... It's been a bit of a rocky old month, hasn't it?
The rebranding has happened.
Oh, is it official now?
Yeah, it's all official now. So there's only one little bit to do, which is the Facebook stuff. But hopefully that will be done this week. The thing is, when you're dealing with system stuff, it all links in. So as soon as you want to change one thing...
Yeah.
You've got to change half a dozen other things.
Oh, that's the thing, isn't it? All the web addresses change.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you've done the signs?
Signs, yeah. So we've got the new business cards. We've got new... just got to do some little tweaks on the pamphlets and we'll get them reordered. Got new banners coming. Everything is in hand.
Excellent. Just Facebook.
Exciting stuff.
Dragging its heels behind you. Oh. Come on, Zuckerberg, sort it out.
Absolutely.
Great. So Essex Business Partnership is now fully fledged Essex-wide.
Yes,
excellent.
It is. Yes. Now, we went to our first networking event in the very east of the county. We went to join Heybridge Swifts with their networking event down in Malden last Friday. That was a very interesting meeting. It's run very differently. But, you know... difference is good, because if we were all the same, it would be boring.
Exactly. Yeah, this is true.
Very true.
Good. Always expanding. So if people are listening to this and they've never heard us talk before, I mean, you're basically part of the show now and part of the furniture. Not sure which bit of furniture you are. Which would you be? If you
doormat,
were
probably.
The doormat of the show. So what do Essex Business Partnerships do, and how can we find out more about you?
Okay, what Essex Business Partnerships is, it's a membership organisation where we arrange events for people to meet others, either others that might be in the same position of them, might need a particular piece of help, might want to learn more about something that is causing them trouble in their business, anything like that. So we don't just put on networking events, we put on educational events. We put on panel events where we have particular topics. And we also put on the pure social events.
Pure social.
Pure social.
Excellent. It's like a good club to be in.
It is a good club to be in. And as I say, apart from Facebook, you find us online at Essex Business Partnerships, whether that is Eventbrite, LinkedIn, or the website. It's all in the name of Essex Business Partnerships now.
That's it. He's finally rebranded. Oh, it's exciting. It's like putting on some new shoes, isn't it? Finally get to wear them.
Yeah. They've been sitting in the wardrobe, staring
just
at you, saying,
the right
wear
occasion.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You've got them on now. Excellent. What's been happening event-wise? We've got some new events coming up. It's coming up to Christmas.
I know.
I'm going to say the full word. The C word.
Yes, I know. Well, we're actually going to be taking a little break over the middle, real middle part of the festive season.
How dare you?
I know. Well, actually, I'll tell you what, the venues are so busy. We thought it wasn't fair to try and go into somewhere.
Nick a Christmas dinner lunch. Yeah, seems a bit harsh.
Try and like control, if you like, a certain part of a venue for a business meeting that could probably wait. So we were doing things a little bit differently. And on Thursday evening, we've got our Christmas celebration.
Oh, this Thursday?
This Thursday.
Oh, he's gone early.
So if
is that technically December on Thursday?
It is not just technically, actually December.
Thought you were going to be early there.
No.
All right, then.
And the great thing for any member that's listening is that you can come along absolutely free of charge. The only thing you have to put your hand in your pocket for is a drink.
Wow. Sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome. So get your Christmas jumpers on and toodle on down to Shenfield Cricket Club Thursday evening, and we'll all be there to celebrate what we have been doing over the last 18 months, because it's the first event like this we've been able to hold. We can say thank you to everyone that's kind of been on this journey with us.
All the members.
Oh, well, hopefully all the members, but we'll just have to wait and see how many can make it.
Are you doing a Christmas jumper competition? I think you should.
Well,
I've not asked you off here. Now I've put you right on the spot.
You have put me right on the spot. You have put me right on the spot. Yeah, but
no. Buy a Terry's chocolate orange for the winner.
Isn't he terrible?
It's not Terry's. It's Ian's. Right.
Yeah. Not Terry's, it's mine. That was one of the catchphrases, I think. Thursday the 1st. Then on Wednesday the 7th, we have got our last networking event of the year at Patch in the middle of Chelmsford. That's our Chelmsford City Centre event. And that's the last one actually until February, because they're closed at the beginning of January.
Oh, right, okay.
So some of these decisions have been made because of what other people are doing.
They're out of your hands. They're
absolutely
out of,
right. Yeah. But it's just responding to what people are telling us, what they want to do, you know, that they have said that they wanted a break over Christmas. So all of the end-of-month ones, we've just said, that'll do, and we'll pick up again in January. So in January, things will resume as normal. We'll have the Brentwood Town Football Club the second Tuesday.
Excellent.
Six Bells Public House for lunch, second Friday, and a Players Lounge for breakfast on the fourth Thursday.
He's doing all this from memory.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
It's clever, isn't it?
I was so hoping you were going to get it wrong, but you got it right. That's incredible.
Well, what I've also got, you know, I'll say we've got to also mention the Heybridge one. We will be going back there in January. And what we're hoping is that we can get some kind of a collaboration going with them. You know, it's in our tagline, connect, communicate, collaborate. Remember that?
Yeah, that's the words.
So
them's the words.
That's what we hope to be able to do is to use their format to springboard a larger event for the benefit of all the local businesses and those that want to travel there.
But, brilliant.
Yeah.
Big plans for the new year then.
Yep. And then, yes, we're hoping to bring some new events in as well in the new year. So fingers crossed all of that will work too.
Brilliant. But, so you're going to have a break over Christmas, but really, it's going to be a very busy start to the year.
Yeah, I mean, there's whenever you go to a new venue, there's lots of new things to do, lots of discussions to have, how are we going to do this, how are we going to do that. But some of that will be decided over the next month, and when I come in before Christmas, hopefully I'll be able to announce the first brand new event.
Ooh, excellent. Yeah, we've got one more catch up before Christmas, so
yes, we have.
You can still, you know, you haven't got your Christmas jumper on, it's okay.
Yes, well, when I come next time, I'll be fully kitted, don't worry.
Oh, yeah, really? Full beard and everything.
Oh,
bringing a reindeer with you.
No, I couldn't grow a full beard in that short time. I'd need at least 6 weeks.
Oh, well.
But hasten to say, before we move on much longer, I'm really pleased that Debbie and Selena from Farley Hospice are here with us today. They are our charity of the year. And it's something we've been trying to arrange for a couple of months. It's just that diaries have not meshed. So
the curse of the diary.
The curse of the diary. But anyway, they're here now, and I know that they've got a lovely message to give us a bit later on.
Fabulous. We shall chat to Debbie and Selena after we do the break. Which is a bit good, because then we can chat as long as we like all about you.
Well, yeah, the doormat. You can rub your feet on the doormat.
Yeah, yeah. We'll turn your mic off and then we say what we like.
Yeah.
Ian, where can we get in touch with Essex Business Partnerships and find out all the juicy goss?
Okay, so as I said, on Facebook, we are still Chimps of Business Partnerships, but hopefully that will be sorted before the week is out. So do look for Essex Business Partnerships on Facebook too. You can find us on LinkedIn and Eventbrite as Essex Business Partnerships. All of our events until the end of January are on Eventbrite. So if you were following us under Chelmsford before now, you need to switch that over. Go on, look for Essex, follow us as Essex, and job's done. Website, again, and this is the long one to remember, www.essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. And you can see everything there.
That's an easy one to remember.
But because we've done the Eventbrite change, we've got one more change to make to the website.
Okay.
And you don't see the events on the website at the moment. So it's just with the web developers to fix the technical bits and pieces to make everything swimmingly.
Excellent. You've got the finest tech whizzes in the country on it.
Well, certainly the best in Essex. But yeah, no, that they are extremely good and they do us proud.
Wonderful. Excellent. So we'll find out all the details. Of course, you can listen again to us on demand, as you can every month.
Absolutely.
On phoenixfm.com. We'll see you in December.
Yours.
After you've partied hard, ready to work hard. That'll be before you party hard. So you keep working hard, then we'll party hard.
Yeah, I'll still be working hard. And yeah. 20th of December, we get to meet again, isn't it?
We'll meet again on the 27th. Sounds about right.
Something like that.
I was going to go, yes, I can't remember.
Yeah, so I won't be partying hard until after that. That weekend, I think, might become a bit of a blur, the Christmas weekend. It's a four-day weekend after all, so.
It is. Party central.
Yeah.
Excellent. Have a lovely time.
And you.
And I'll see you soon. In a few minutes, we'll be joined by Debbie and Selena from Farley Hospice. That's exactly where you are.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.
This is Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, indeed it is. Phoenix FM Drive, thanks for joining us. Join me in the studio, very pleased to say, Debbie and Selena from Farley Hospice. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Pleasure, thanks for coming in. You brought Christmas hats and everything with you.
We've got to have a bit of ho-ho-ho at this time of year, haven't we? Just a little bit.
A ho-ho-ho down. I love it. Brilliant. I should have worn a Christmas jumper. I feel underdressed.
Well, we were thinking that, but we didn't want to say it on air. But now you've said it.
Now I've brought it up.
We agree.
Unbelievable. So you are from Farley Hospice in sunny Chelmsford.
We are indeed. I don't think it was sunny today, but a bit grey and miserable, but it's always a very cheerful place, the hospice, though, I have to say.
Not grey and miserable, Chelmsford. No. A cheerful place, that's what I like to hear.
It is, and delighted to say that this year we're actually celebrating our 40th birthday. I know we're all thinking of celebrating Christmas, but before that happens, we're still really proud to be able to say we've been providing care in Mid-Essex for 40 years.
That is no small achievement. That's amazing. That's like a lifetime for...
It started from literally a few people having the idea. A friend was dying and there was nobody to sit with her, so a group of people got together. And all of a sudden, this amazing group of people started... You know how balls start rolling? It just got bigger and bigger and bigger. From a very, very small idea. And we got the money and we were in New London Road, which was gorgeous. Now beautiful flats, I have to say. And then 13 years ago, we finally got the money together to build a purpose-built hospice, and we're adjacent to Brimfield Hospital in actually a very peaceful space, isn't it, Selena?
Beautiful, yeah, the gardens and surrounding area. It's lovely, lovely place.
Nice.
You can't believe you're next to a really busy hospital with all that traffic and noise.
Yeah, I was trying to picture the area, because I think I've been to the Brimfield, and it feels like there's lots of big roundabouts.
Yeah, it is. But come to us. It's really nice. Any time you want to come and visit, you're welcome.
Oh, lovely. I'll pop in next time I'm
passing. Please do.
So 40 years been running. Only recently got the building in.
No, 13 years we've been there. We were in New London Road, right in the heart of Chelmsford, but we literally grew out of that. And so now we've got a purpose-built hospice, inpatient unit, rooms for all our therapies, rooms for all the staff to be based. It's really lovely, really lovely. And it's cheerful, even on a grey, sunny day. Grey, miserable day like Chelmsford. Yeah,
even today.
Yeah, even today.
They're happy and they're smiling down there. That's brilliant. So for 40 years, obviously, hospice, are you funded by donations and stuff like that? Oh,
we have a complete range of ways people can support us and how it helps us. But I just wanted to let people know, really, how much the hospice movement and what we've done has changed. But before I even say that, we would like to say a huge thank you to the Essex Business Partnerships for choosing us as Charity of the Year, because without support like this in the community, we cannot continue to do what we do. And people often say, well, what do you do at a hospice? Is that just a place people go to die? No, it's not. Any hospice in the area, and I'm delighted and proud to say there are really six really good hospices in across Essex and the surrounding counties. Hospice is about going to live. You only die the minute you die, so you live until the moment you die. And we want to make that as good as it is for people. It has to be as good as it can be for people. And a hospice does provide specialist palliative care. And people say, what's that? Don't understand. It's about having people keeping their pain under control, keeping their symptoms under control, so they have the best quality of life for whatever it is. And it's not just there for that person that's suffering from a life-limiting illness. It's there for their families, for the carers, for their extended family, to be able to understand what's going on. So being able to have that time to have those important conversations, being able to have time to spend together, because I have to say 95% of what we do is in patients' own homes.
Wow, okay.
Because if you ask people where they'd rather be.
At home, yeah.
Exactly.
Where they know.
And as long as it's manageable, our hospice at home healthcare workers are called angels, and I'm not surprised. They are utterly amazing. I'm very proud to say I did it for 6 months during lockdown. I volunteered and went out and delivered care.
Yeah.
And it just made me even more passionate about Farley to understand what an important service we provide in the community. And what we want to do is do it completely free of charge. And hence, Selina's here to give us a bit of an idea of how our funding is and what we've got coming up.
Okay, so you make the money work, Selina.
Well, yes, and in terms of what's coming up, we have so many different activities and generous supporters that want to help Farley raise funds throughout the year. Christmas being a particular time when we're sort of heavily involved in the community, out and about a lot, and not only raising awareness of what Farley Hospice does, but also seeing all our lovely supporters and volunteers that help us. So we've got quite a few activities coming up, and we've got a Santa fun run.
Oh, amazing.
Yes. So that's this Sunday, 4th of December in Central Park. You won't miss us. So if you come, there'll be 300 Santas and
plus.
Yeah.
All going ho, 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 ho.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
300 plus Santas.
Yeah.
And obviously the real one is in there somewhere.
The real one is in there. Rudolph will be there as well, I believe.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's a fantastic event.
And if you can tear yourself away, okay, to come and join us, you get a special Christmas cookie when you complete it.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
That's brilliant. Yeah, Ian will be there.
No, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Also available for Pentos. Yes. Yeah.
We've got him booked.
So that's
this Sunday, 10:30 start. We do a little warm-up with everybody beforehand to get everybody warm and going. So that's a fantastic event, and that really engages the whole community. Everybody's there, obviously, for the same reason, to have fun and help raise funds for Farley Hospice. So we're really looking forward to that one. And we're also in and around Chelmsford High Street on Saturday as well. So that's the 3rd. We'll be there with a big Santa sleigh. You won't be able to miss us. Come and find us. There's a theme here, if you notice, with the Santa hats as well.
It's all about Santa.
and aside from that, we also have some sort of great corporate sponsors and volunteers who help us. So we have a Get Festive for Farley sort of season that runs from sort of now until the new year, where corporate companies can get involved in a variety of different ways. That might be wearing a Christmas jumper, that might be having a festive Friday in your office. We also run a special re-giftmas scheme where if you have gifts that perhaps, you know, you're looking to re-donate, we'll have to.
Oh, yeah. Those dodgy socks you get from your nan.
Well,
yeah.
Don't tell Nan.
Yeah.
No. Oh, they're lovely. but they're a bit small for me now.
So I have to say that re-giftmas is an amazing thing to do, because people do get things donated and they don't have the time just sometimes to go down to a charity shop and donate it. So we give them a box, it's branded, we drop it off, collect it, and then we turn it into raffle prizes, into hampers, and we make money from it. But I think I think we get very excited, because everything gets excited to Christmas. We're still working really hard, because after Christmas, we recycle Christmas trees. So we literally make money from rubbish. And I think it's my most favourite thing we do.
Yeah. But what do you do with a Christmas tree anyway?
Well, send a little donation to Farley Hospice and we'll come and pick it up from your house for you.
Oh, wonderful.
Simples.
What do you then do with it?
Ah, well, we get them shredded.
Is there a big bit out the back with them?
I sell them on for next year. No. We actually shred them and we sell the chips for biomass fuel.
Oh, wow.
Which is, so it's properly recycled. And then we have a couple of the councils who are really supportive, and some of it actually gets used on parks, paths in cemeteries. But it's actually not the best mulch to use to be perfecting chippings from Christmas trees, because of all those oils. And I know if you can smell Christmas trees from Mars, can't you? But it's fabulous. So I love it. That's my most favourite thing we do, making money from rubbish.
It's green and it makes money out of nothing.
But we can only do it with a huge amount of volunteers that help us. We have lots of men with a van that come and volunteer, and we give them the routes. But I have to tell you, this could interest you. You turn up, hot bacon butty on arrival.
Oh, wow, there we go.
Sweetie bag in the van to help you chew away as you're going out. Back in, burgers at lunchtime.
Oh, wow.
Back in again when you've finished, tea and homemade cake. How does that sound?
Sounds incredible.
Would you like to sign up?
Show me the paperwork. Santa will be along after as well. Yeah, you go in.
I'll go for that one.
Yeah, excellent. Fantastic. So this is what we're doing after Christmas as well.
Yes.
You've got plans. Yes.
So, yeah, very, very busy few weeks coming up, which is fantastic. And to be back out in the community, you know, with COVID obviously not being so easy for
a
number of months, it's really fantastic this Christmas to be able to run all of those activities and be out there. So hopefully we see some of your listeners out and about in the next few weeks.
That would be brilliant. I hope they do go and see you and see what you're doing and get involved. I think it's this kind of thing when if you've experienced losing anyone, really, especially at Christmas, it's a difficult time. But if you can kind of find some way of giving back and supporting you guys and seeing what you do, I think it's a time when you can appreciate more.
I think you're right there, because we run a thing called Light Up a Life campaign, and I know a lot of other hospices do have very similar campaigns. Mm. And it's about giving people that space to remember their loved ones, take the time, and then they can move on and enjoy the festive period with their friends. And so Light Up a Life, we've got 11 services this year, which is amazing. And we started last Sunday. But we call it a light up a life. And it is. It's about taking that opportunity when everybody else is being very family orientated. And you it does tend to make you think, oh, gosh, so-and-so is not going to be at the dinner table this year.
Yeah.
And so if you can actually give an opportunity to remember that person in a really nice way with others, you feel like you've done your bit then. And you can actually then go on and enjoy your family Christmas together.
Enjoy it. Lovely. So where can we find out all more information about Farley Hospice? Have you got all your events on a convenient place like a website or something?
We have, very much so. You can find everything on farleyhospice.org, and at the top /events, you'll find everything that we have going on, all of the events we've mentioned today and more. We carry on throughout the year, obviously into 2023, so do take a look, and everything's in one easy place for you to find.
Brilliant. And if we are in need of your support as a patient or a family, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, I'd actually look on the website as well, because we have a helpline which is open 8-8 every single day. And I have to say that's open the whole of Christmas. We don't close.
Wow. Brilliant.
We do not close at all. Just log on to Farley Hospice. If people are looking at ways of how they can connect with the Farley, particularly, ring up and get some general information. But what we try to do is actually the best referral is for them to speak to either their GP, their district nurse, or through the hospital, because that means the connectivity is there already.
Yeah.
Okay. We will take referrals from anybody. Okay. So you don't have to be the patient, but it's stronger and usually quicker if you come through a medical professional, for instance, your doctor.
Yeah.
So that's the way to do it. But we're here to answer any questions anytime.
Brilliant. So the website again, where all the information is?
It's farleyhospice.org.
Lovely. I thought you were both going to do it at the same time then.
We could. We could. Can we do a ho, ho, ho as well?
Oh, yeah. Go on, then.
Okay,
yeah.
Ready?
Farleyhospice.org.
Ho, ho, ho.
How good was that? That was incredible. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Wish you all the best with all your fundraising, and we shall see you both very soon.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that chat half as much as I did. Before you go, there are hundreds more great conversations like this one available to listen to anytime for free on the Now You're Talking podcast. It would really do me a huge favour if you gave this podcast a review wherever you're listening to it. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already and share it with your friends. Oh, and I'd love it if you popped me a follow and a message on social media too. You can find me on every platform you're on, all under the same username, at Stewpink, S-T-E-W-P-I-N-K. Or you can get in touch on my website, stuartpink.com.
Phoenix 98FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.